Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. I'm here with Brandon Ryan from Cakewalk. Welcome to the program, Brandon.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Brandon, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do with Cakewalk and what Cakewalk means to the audio industry?
Well, Cakewalk's been around about 25 years now, actually. We're celebrating our 25th anniversary, and we've been really enabling musicians to put their art out there for a long time. And increasingly, it has gone from becoming part of the studio to the whole studio in software. So we provide instruments, effects, and for people to create music or audio for video or for games. That's another big aspect. As people do use our products for music for games. So that's what we've been working on.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about the software suites that you're showing at NAB? What are the new features that you're demonstrating on our latest generation platforms?
Okay, so we have a thing called Sonar X1, which is our latest and greatest reimagining of the software that's been around for many years. And it has an interface called Skylight, which is a kind of dockable, very kind of adaptive interface for users. So things like, you know, some GPU acceleration and things help there. But the big thing for us is low latency performance. So very small buffers and lots of them. So people can, you know, when they play something or they hear it immediately. So things like AVX extensions have been huge because it's allowed the latency to come way, way down in SSD. So part of the interest has been Ultrabooks because it's usually been about, okay, well, let's see, you know, what a 500-track production for video or something is like using dual Xeons and stuff. But now it's sort of like, well, what can the average musician or person doing, you know, audio for video or location recording, what they can do now on a like a 2-pound little device?
Well, you know, we hear about bands that are just recording on their laptop, studio quality on their laptop. So tell me a little bit about what has changed in Cakewalk and what has changed in platforms to make that level of recording capability a reality.
Well, you know, I keep hearing about this kind of democratization of things, and we're seeing it in video, but it happened in audio increasingly over the past, you know, 5 or 10 years, where a lot of larger studios have closed and it's gone to the personal studio. For a long time, the idea of, well, you know, you can make an album on a computer was more of a promise than a reality, but it is truly and has been for a while a reality, and now it's even a reality on a sub-$1,000 device. So it's really accessible to everybody, but the thing that's still required is talent and knowledge of how to use this stuff once it's in there. And that's really what makes the big difference. And things still like microphones and, you know, it's kind of the garbage in, garbage out, you know,
right,
but you still
got
to have good stuff in. But that hurdle of kind of like having the technology of being inaccessible to people, that's all gone. But now it's really about people learning how to, it's workflow. It's really about workflow and making the software accessible. And for the users, they have to take the time to learn techniques and things that they can apply that come from kind of the old guard, but now to apply it to this virtualized studio.
Now, obviously, you've been working in this space for a long time. What makes you the most excited about this transition when you're talking to your customer base?
It's definitely the fact that the creativity of the artist, it's unfiltered now. They don't have to convince someone in a suit, you know, so as I wear a suit, that they can conform to what they think is monetized at that point, and then it gets watered down and it may not be developed and that sort of thing. It's really that they can completely realize that vision and put it out to the public with very little cost. That's the thing. I mean, that's a golden age, really, for this. And it's really, honestly, due to the technologies and things that Intel has put forth. I mean, that's what has enabled people to do that. That's what makes me excited.
When you look at the latest generation of your product line, what are the key features that you're most excited about and that you think people should be aware of?
Virtual instruments are one. So just the ability to get any sound, anytime, just by dragging and dropping a little block, and suddenly now you have thousands and thousands of sounds at your fingertips. That's one. Ease of workflow, the ability to alter pitch and time in real time without having to do these processing and calculate, render, and then listen and go, no, that's not good, and undo. It's not very creative. Everything's totally malleable all the time. That's a big thing that's happened over the last, you know, couple of years, and it's better and better. And now we actually even have very high quality pitch and time algorithms that work in real time.
So you could actually make me sound good with pitch and time.
Probably, yeah. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
You can make and a lot of what you hear on the, you know, on the radio these days, there's, you know, not everybody can actually sing, but they sound pretty good on the record. You
know? So how much of this is talent and how much of this is Cakewalk?
It's a little bit of both, probably. You know, some people it's all talent. But you know, then there's the talent on the part of the engineers and the producers to be able
Absolutely.
To, you know, but then once everybody sounds good, You know, it's. I think the quality rises to the top eventually.
What do you think the opportunity is with cloud computing in this space?
It's actually pretty huge because collaboration is a big thing. You know, as people telecommute to work and they do all these things and less people are in the same space, people are moving around a lot. The ability for people to collaborate, it has been that people have become very insular. They've gone into their personal studios and they don't play with other musicians and other engineers and producers as much as they used to in larger studios. Now with cloud computing, it really is getting to the point that people can collaborate in close to real time and probably soon completely real time with people anywhere in the world. Someone wants to do a vocal or a voiceover or something from somewhere else, record a guitar track. So I think it's going to bring people in various places together to create art.
So you can have cloud-based jam sessions.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's fantastic. Well, Brandon, thank you so much for being on the program.
It was my pleasure.
Final question, where can people find out more about your products?
Cakewalk.com. Go there and there's demos they can check out and lots of information. We have a thing called Cake TV. They can go check out the stuff in action and yeah.
Well, as a music lover, I love what you bring to the planet so that people can create great music. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.